In the two seasons Denton Matichuk has been a member of the Moose Jaw Warriors, it's safe to say that despite his youth, he's had quite the impact. The slick puck-moving defenseman has quickly emerged as one of the Western Hockey League's elite rearguards, to the point the Columbus Blue Jackets made Matichuk the highest Warrior selection in the NHL draft in a decade when they selected him in the first round, 12th overall this summer. With that kind of a pedigree and the kind of leadership he's shown on the ice, the 18-year-old Winnipeg product is a natural fit for his most recent honor. The Warriors revealed shortly after Matichuk's return that he will serve as the team's captain for the 2022-23 campaign. When you look at everything we want to be about in terms of the effort and compete level and races and battles, that's Denton Matichuk to a T, Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary said on www.moriros.ca. He drags guys into the fight, he wants to be great, he wants to be a pro, that's how he carries himself, and I can't think of any person I'd rather have leading the way than Denton Matichuk. Matichuk immediately raised eyebrows as a potential standout when he played 7 games with Moose Jaw in the 2019-20 season. A year later in the East Division hub, projections of possible stardom began to take hold when he showed poise beyond his years while putting up 2 goals and 9 points in 17 games. That all led to the 2021-22 campaign and the breakout everyone was expecting. 13 goals, 64 points in 65 games, another 10 points in 10 playoff games, and the East Division nomination for the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy as the WHL's top defenseman. That all led to Matichuk taking over from all-bound Demon Hunt as the team's on-ice leader this season. "It's a huge honor," Matichuk said. "The organization is great and I've loved every second I've been here, and there have been lots of great players who have come through here and wore the C. So it's just a great honor." Matichuk plans to carry much the same role as the team captains he saw before him. "I'm just trying to help the team and show a path to the young guys," he said. "They're coming into the league and don't know what to expect, the same as what I was doing. So I'll try and give them little pointers and try and get them as comfortable at this level as quick as possible." Interestingly enough, that's much the same situation Matichuk found himself in only a couple of weeks ago, the raw rookie taking the ice for the first time with older and more experienced players. As one might expect, his first taste of the NHL with Columbus was a good one. "It was an awesome experience," he said. "They're competitive and they push you, especially when you're out there with NHL and all guys, you're just trying to be yourself and show the kind of player you are. I just tried to soak everything in and I felt like I did that." Like every player moving from the WHL to the best league in the world, adjusting to the speed was a factor. But just one part of the game he picked up on as being more intense. "Obviously guys are quick, but the biggest thing I noticed is everyone is really smart," Matichuk said. "Everyone knows where they have to be and what their job is, and they do it almost to perfection. It's tough as a defenseman going into that level and not having played a game in a while, so it took a bit of getting used to and it got better at the end." Having that first look at the NHL game has given Matichuk ideas about the future, too. Especially getting another crack at that level. "It definitely gets you excited for the next step in your career, gives you that little grit to keep pushing and doing what you can to get to that level," he said. For now, though, it's taking what he learned in his few weeks as a professional and putting it to work here in Moose Jaw. "They said they were happy with my camp and just go back and train like a pro, do everything like a pro," he said. "Move pucks quick, join in the right situations, all those things. Don't play to the WHL standard, play like a pro, and that's what I've tried to take out of that and put that into play." The Warriors are back in action Wednesday night when they host the Saskatoon Blades before taking on the Winnipeg Ice on Saturday night. Both games are 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Events Center.